A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The world of professional wrestling is full of some of the most outlandish characters ever seen on TV. And sports entertainment is a melting pot of drama filled to the brim with potential storytelling in cinematic form. Although there are many fantastic tales to be told and many perfect actors to star in them, viewers haven't been given many wrestling biopics. Therefore, as fans of the industry, it is our job to create hypothetical movies for ourselves and imagine how fantastic they'd be. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, and these are 9 wrestlers who deserve biopics and who should play them. Number 9, Fit Finlay, Stephen Graham. David Finlay Jr., otherwise known as Fit Finlay, is one of the biggest unsung heroes in wrestling. He has truly done a lot not only for the business, but also for British performers in the American market. And I'm not just talking about that time he told Becky Lynch she should go in the Royal Rumble. There is an abundantly obvious appeal to his engaging career coming to screen, as the documentary The Fit Finlays was a fascinating watch, even for those who may not enjoy wrestling. Stephen Graham as well would be the perfect option for this role, as the pair bear a strong resemblance, with Graham clearly matching a younger version of the Northern Irish icon, and would likely be able to be made up to resemble his later years. Plus, he is mint at accents, a bit like me. The actor even has a little experience with wrestling, as he starred in the movie Walk Like a Panther, which centered on a group of former performers who returned to the ring to save their local pub. Finlay's legacy is apparent, but not as widespread as it deserves to be, and as such, a movie based on his life and career would do wonders for him and those involved. Number 8, Michaels and Hart, KJ Apa and Jared Leto. If you were to ask a wrestling fan about the most significant moments in the industry, you'd likely get a fair few answers, and among all of them, you'd hear of the Montreal Screwjob. Bret Hart's betrayal by Vince McMahon, Shawn Michaels, and Earl Hebner is a well-documented piece of wrestling history, and still, one medium it lacks representation in is the silver screen. The tale of these two wrestlers is utterly entwined, and as such, a movie that explores both of them simultaneously with a ton of overlap would be unbelievably good. For Michaels, Jared Leto could capture the arrogant and highly energetic persona of his earlier years and believably show his evolution from the problematic star to a reformed legend. And on the other hand, KJ Apa is excellent at playing the hero, but instilling them with a hidden edge that gives them a dark side, making him an excellent choice for a young Bret Hart. Number 7, William Regal, Sean Bean. William Regal is wrestling royalty in more than just gimmick. Further than just being a success story, rising from the streets of Blackpool to a respected position in the industry, the legendary performer is also a complex man with battles against addiction and a ton of storytelling potential in his multiple suspensions and stints in rehab. The perfect choice for this leading character would have to be that of Sean Bean. Despite his working-class roots, Regal was presented with a sense of stereotypical grand jaw of the British upper class in WWE. Bean is a heavily accented performer who can still play up to elegance and sophistication. He would therefore do a great job of keeping Regal's Blackpool sensibilities while still attaining a posher persona. Number 6, Jake the Snake Roberts, Vince Vaughn. The tragic downfall and subsequent redemption of Jake Roberts is one of the most profound tales in sports entertainment. Jake Roberts' story is a classic narrative of someone who struggles against a demon and overcomes it. The movie industry is awash with similar tales, but one that focuses on the sport of wrestling would be unique. The closest audiences have come to seeing a story of this magnitude was, of course, The Wrestler, which dealt with an aging performer, proving that the tale of a struggling wrestler can sell and become critically acclaimed. Vince Vaughn is an actor who is continually searching for great dramatic roles to strengthen his resume. He even played a pivotal part in Fighting With My Family, for which it was originally speculated that he'd be taking on this very role. Although that didn't come to fruition, it was the right idea, as they do share a similar look, and Vaughn is really underrated in his portrayal of drama. Number 5. Bruno Sammartino, Leonardo DiCaprio. The granddaddy of sports entertainment, Sammartino was once described by Terry Funk as bigger than wrestling itself, and yet it could be argued that not enough modern-day wrestling fans are aware of this legend and his influence on this business. Synonymous with the world title, he of course has the longest reign in WWE Championship history at over 2,800 days. Oh, and when he won it back, he held it for another 1,000-odd bloody days as well. His story is astonishing too, hiding from the Nazis as a child, getting into wrestling and weightlifting to stop getting bullied, his amazing strongman feats, and breaking his freaking neck in Madison Square Garden, to mention just a few things. And imagine Leo transforming himself into the Hall of Famer, the man who sliced his bloody hand open in Django Unchained and kept going and nearly killed himself, of course, filming The Revenant. He'd no doubt leap at the opportunity to become Beefy Bruno and tell his sensational story. Number 4. Vince McMahon, Eric Roberts. One of the best stories to be told in wrestling is that of Mr. McMahon, the godfather of sports entertainment, is possibly the most crucial person in the industry. He was the man to eradicate the territory system, establish the biggest wrestling company in the world, and defeat all of his harsh competition so he could maintain a monopoly on the business. Furthermore, the man himself is a larger-than-life character who feels like a fictional creation at times. His time on screen is wild enough, but the backstage stories surrounding him paint the man to be an absolute character. His love of pranks, his disdain for sneezing, and his borderline obsessive work habits make him primed for the big screen. There is but one actor who could take on this role, and that is Eric Roberts. This well-established but underrated performer has over 600 credits to his name and perfectly matches the role. Not only does he look the part, but Roberts can play domineering positions of power with ease, as can be seen in titles like The Dark Knight and The Expendables. Number 3. Gorgeous George, Billy Eichner. Casual viewers may not have even heard the name Gorgeous George, but it's safe to say that the wrestling landscape today and sports entertainment itself would not be what it is without the work of this man. Gorgeous George was a wrestler way ahead of his time, as although the sport was televised and appreciated, it lacked flair. But soon came this individual, walking to the ring with lavish clothes and cheating his way through matches. He practically invented sports entertainment, as his heelish antics would make the fans despise him, but meant that they would pay a ton of money to see him get beaten, something that George reveled in. Billy Eichner is most recognizable for his roles in comedy shows like Parks and Recreation and Billy on the Street. Still, his dramatic performance in American Horror Story was well received, and his incredible comedic energy and his striking resemblance to the wrestling figure would make him a perfect candidate for the position. Number 2. Paul Heyman, Paul Giamatti. Throughout his career, Paul Heyman has played almost every role imaginable. Heyman has been a color commentator, a writer, a general manager, and most notably the creator of the massively influential Extreme Championship Wrestling, a promotion that was instrumental to the Attitude Era thanks to the new style it brought in and the stars it created. Heyman worked his way up from being a humble photographer at the age of 14 to a company owner slash director, and now is one of the best mic workers in wrestling history, making his journey utterly right for a fascinating feature. There is one actor who seems destined to take on this role, and that is Paul Giamatti. This talented performer looks almost identical to the legendary figure, and his energetic performances would make him a perfect fit for the fantastic mic work that Heyman has become known for. Number 1. The Undertaker, Nicolas Cage. Mark Calloway's career is shrouded with respect, and see it play out in a feature-length film would likely bring a tear to the eyes of many. His story would charm audiences all over and bring more attention to the iconic figure. A title based on his life could start from the struggling early days of his career and move on to the epic Undertaker character's inception. From there, it could focus on the direction of his legacy and the personal issues that plagued the dead man. Whilst Nicolas Cage may sound like an absurd option, thanks to his poor movie choices and reputation for overacting, the star behind Ghost Rider is actually perfect, as his dramatic performances have been incredible, even winning him an Oscar. He was even the second option for the lead role in The Wrestler, so there is some minor experience with the industry to be capitalized upon. Both Cage and Taker have a southern drawl, which would make their speaking patterns match, and additionally, the actor looks perfect for the role with his lanky frame and similar facial features. He may seem like a wild card choice, but trust me, he could do a lot for this part. Plus, when talking about Taker's brother, Cage could ask,
How to get burned?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.